Voters might be forgiven for thinking they missed the candidates for governor talking about higher education. They didn't. Rather, it's been a somewhat neglected issue this campaign, says UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim. The likely reason? The harsh reality of a poor economy.
Most of the public in Wisconsin is worrying about jobs, unemployment, and taxes. The university and higher education and the future becomes a little less important. When you're trying to feed yourself today, you don't worry too much about 5 or 10 years down the road.
The UW system sees the state at a crossroads in a global knowledge-based economy. Officials say Wisconsin needs more college graduates and more jobs. Both Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott Walker and Democrat Tom Barrett have gotten copies of the UW system's Principles for Progress and Prosperity. It's an outline of what the UW can do for the state and vice versa. The state provides stable funding and allows the UW greater management flexibility. In return, Wisconsin gets more educated workforce. Allowing the UW to make some decisions on its own, says Heim, could make less of a dent in state coffers.
Scott Walker early on did identify flexibility for the university as a goal. It doesn't cost any money.
Candidate Walker says this limited independence would be granted on a campus-by-campus basis.
It's something that the chancellors and administrators and individual campuses have been asking for repeatedly. You know, the UW in Madison shows that they could actually do much of their purchasing more cost-effective off the Big Ten contract. That's something we should explore.
State support is less than 24% of the UW's budget. Another portion comes from tuition. When former regent Nino Amato served from 2003 to 2004, he urged the UW to freeze tuition.
In that period of time I was there, they had increased tuition by over 30%. You were seeing a decline in enrollment on the University of Wisconsin system campuses with low-income people, middle and high-middle-income people, and the ones that were increasing in enrollment were the very high income of $80,000 per family or more.
Officials say tuition at two-year colleges has been frozen for four straight years, and the Board of Regents has long supported a dollar-for-dollar increase in state funding for need-based Wisconsin higher education grants based on tuition increases. But there's an estimated $2.7 billion deficit awaiting the incoming governor. This comes at a time, says candidate Barrett, when his Republican opponent wants to cut taxes.
Cuts that would transform this $2.7 billion structural deficit into at least a $4.5 billion structural deficit. So if you care about higher education or K-12, or if you care about the technical school system, hold on to your hat.
Barrett says he'll bring everyone to the table, but can't make funding promises. Another area of higher education looking for state help will be Wisconsin's technical college system. Vice President Morna Foy says they're requesting a 10% increase over the biennium. Enrollment has shot up 12%. Normally, it'd be around 4%. The need for education and job retraining is coming at a time when the state can least afford to pay more for it. Higher education officials know they'll have to make a strong case for state funding. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.